Today I'd like to look at an important piece of music of the 20th century. It's a belief, so you might imagine graceful melodies and dances. Refined and beautiful art. But this traditional view of ballet was challenged and altered one evening in Paris in May 1913. The theater was reopening after extensive renovation, and the audience was impressed when they saw the newly restored elegance. The first piece that evening was a very traditional ballet with unremarkable music. But that could not be said about what followed. The premiere performance of The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. The Rite of Spring opens with some very high notes played by the bassoon, normally a deep tone instrument, such strained pitch notes that many in the audience had no idea about what the instrument was playing. Then another instrument came in playing a different melody with a slightly different rhythm, one that didn't really match with the opening bassoon. Gradually, more and more instruments came in, each playing perfectly beautiful melody, but none of them really making sense with what the other instruments were playing. It sounded chaotic, but then things really went crazy when the curtain went up and the audience saw the dancers. They were wearing rough costumes and weren't posed elegantly like traditional ballet dancers. And when they started dancing, I should mention here that the choreography was created by Stravinsky's collaborator, Nijinsky. And Nijinsky, in the words of an eyewitness, Nijinsky had the dancers repeat the same gestures 100 times. They stamped in place, he said. They stamped. Well, very soon noise started to build in the audience, and it quickly became clear that there were two different camps, supporters and detractors. Members of the audience began to shout at each other, and soon people were actually fighting in the aisles. The lights were even turned on so the police could escort some of the offenders out of the building, though that didn't really seem to help much. In fact, it's amazing that the performers actually made it through the piece. But when it was over, wild applause broke out from some who were ecstatic about what had happened, and angry shouting from many others who were shocked and appalled by what they felt to be the complete betrayal, a breakdown of traditional ballet. The chaos of that evening was a great disappointment to Stravinsky. Ironically, though, the producer of the program that night was not at all upset. He was overjoyed that everyone in Paris would soon be talking of nothing but this. Well, what many were calling this terrible scandal. Then apparently, producers like almost any kind of publicity, even notoriety, sells seats, they say. So that's what happened at that first performance of The Rite of Spring. What's not quite so clear is why, what set off this huge opera? Was it that Stravinsky's music was such a break from the past? The retelling of the events of that evening certainly created the popular impression that this piece marked the dawn of a new modern age in orchestral music that helped to establish the piece's reputation as an important, even revolutionary milestone in musical history. And I'd say this reputation is pretty well deserved. But that's actually a different question from the one we were trying to answer. As to what in fact caused the riot, well, consider this. After the first few minutes of the performance, there was so much shouting in the audience that Stravinsky's music could hardly be heard. I'm hardly alone in concluding that it was the staging rather than the music that outraged so much of the audience. Ballet lovers were so shocked by Nijinsky's choreography, in many cases, that the music, well, let's just say it didn't get a fair hearing. It was only when the work was performed in concert without any dancers, about a year later, that Stravinsky finally felt it a true success. But that was just over the eve of World War I. So, it wasn't performed as a ballet again for 7 years. After the war, when The Rite of Spring finally returned to the stage as a ballet, Nijinsky's choreography was abandoned, and with dancers performing totally new steps, The work were now to become a modern classic.